Good afternoon. I'd like to call this meeting of the Conference Committee on the Operating and Appropriation Bill, House Bill 57, to order. It is 3:05 p.m. on Tuesday, June 20th, 2017. Members present, Senator Lyman Hoffman, Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, Senator Donald Olson, Representative Neil Foster, Representative Lance Pruitt, myself, Representative Paul Seaton, Chair. I'd like to recognize that Lacey Sanders of Ledge Finance Division has joined us up at the table. And today we will be addressing the open items in HB 57 based on the motion sheet dated June 20th and distributed to members earlier today on the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, state retirement payments, fund capitalizations, supplemental items, and fiscal notes for HB 57. Starting with the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move this, the Conference Committee on the Operating Budget adopt the following items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. Item 1, House. Item 2, Senate for both lines. Item 3, House. Item 4, House for both lines. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, House. Item 7, Senate. Item 8, line 1, House minus 6,000 for a total of minus of 780,700 for fund code 1004. Line 2, House plus 6,000 for a total of 780,700 of the fund code 1249. Item 9, Senate. Item 10, Senate. Item 11, Senate.
Mr. Chairman, I object.
We'll leave item 11 from the motion. Delete item 11 from the motion. Item 12, House, both lines. Item 13, Senate. Item 14, Senate. Item 15, House. Item 16, House. Item 17, House for both lines. Item 18, Senate. Item 19, Senate. Item 20, House. Item 21, Senate for both lines. Item 22, Senate for both lines.
So on all items except item 11, I hear no objection, so those will be adopted. We'll go back to item number 11, Senator Hoffman.
Mr. Chairman, I move item 11, Senate.
And Senator Olson, I believe you objected.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like more information. It just says rural airports after hour services. I'd like to know what airports are particularly and specifically are involved, and it says the northern region, so I'm assuming it's the airports that are up in that area that are certainly need to be kept open for medevac activities as well as some of the transportation problems that are out there.
And we'll ask Ms. Sanders, do you have information on item 11?
Can we take a brief at ease?
A brief at ease. Come back to order, and we're recognizing that Mr. Carpenter has come forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Rob Carpenter, Ledge Finance. Senator Olson, the airports, as you said earlier, are the certificated airports, so the big ones in the northern region. And the idea is that if they, outside of normal business operating hours, they are will be billed for additional costs associated with operating the airports. So an example would be if the airport closed at 6 p.m., If they were to have a delayed flight till 6:30, they would have the additional cost they would have to pay. Or if they came in flying in late at 7 p.m. and the airport wasn't open, but they wanted to schedule it, they could do that and pay the additional cost to do to have the airport open.
Mr. Chairman, if I could continue.
Senator Olson.
So I'm assuming that the additional costs are going to be passed on to the passengers that are using those facilities and using that airline for the 121 carriers that are out there. And so is that true? I mean, in business, you're always passing stuff on. It's not the business that pays for it. It's the people using them.
Mr. Carpenter.
Yeah, through Chair, Senator Olson, I would assume businesses would pass costs on. I'm not sure to what degree. You know, they'd have to deal with their market and what the market could absorb, but it seems reasonable.
Last question, Mr.
Senator Olson.
Last question, Mr. Carpenter. If you have a medevac that comes in the middle of the night to pull somebody out there, who pays for that? I'll give you an example. I used to fly for the North Slope medevac system. We were flying a Learjet at night, and we tried to get the Learjet back so that we'd have somebody here. But if on occasion we had two medevacs going on at the same time, if there was a bad accident, you had more than one patient, because you only have one patient in a Lear at a time. Is that, if that Lear comes up from Anchorage or Fairbanks or wherever it happens to come up from, are they going to, who pays for that then? Are they going to be billed to the carrier that's providing the service as well?
You're getting a little outside my area of expertise, Senator, but I would assume that the additional costs, including medevac, would be passed on either to the consumer, who has usually pays all the costs of medical flights, or their insurance company.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no further questions, is your objection maintained?
Yes.
It is. Would you please call the roll, Secretary?
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator Olson.
No.
Representative Pruitt.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senate, 2 yeas, 1 nay. House, 3 yeas, 0 nays.
So the vote of 2 in favor in the Senate and 3 on the House, item 11 has been adopted. That's the all of the items on this DOT section. So this action closes all the comparable items in the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities budget. We'll go to state retirement payments. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following items in the state retirement payments. Item 1, line 1, Senate plus 29,287,000. Line 2, Senate, minus 29,287,000. And item 2, Senate for both lines, plus adding intent language per amendment MA9 that reads, it is intent of the legislature that the fiscal year 2019 budget for state retirement assistance not contain funding from the Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund per Alaska Statute 37.14.750. The net effect of these transactions is that $29 million from the Higher Education Investment Fund is used for retirement assistance in FY18.
Representative Pruitt, object?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to object just so that I can ask Ms. Sanders if she might be able to talk to the effect that this would have on the Higher Education Fund, the changes here.
Ms. Sanders?
The Chair, our office did a brief higher education fund balance and projection on the fund. There were higher investment earnings that were reported at the end of May of 2017 than what were projected. And with utilizing $29 million for PERS, TERS retirement, there is a slight decline of about $1 million to $1.5 million in future years to the fund, which is sustainable. It would take a significant period of time to deplete the fund.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, I removed my objection. Just wanted to have on record what the impact of this would not hurt the overall long-term ability of the fund to be able to continue its duties. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Pruitt. Is there any other objection? Hearing none, this action, the motion will be adopted. This action closes the conferenceable items in state retirement payments. We'll go next to fund capitalization. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following items in the fund capitalization budget, leaving items 1 and 2 open. Item 3, Senate. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 6, House.
Hearing no objection, this motion passes. This action closes items 3 through 6, leaving items 1 and 2 open in fund capitalization. We'll go to supplemental items. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the following items in the supplemental items. Item 1, Senate. Item 2, Senate. Item 3, Senate. Item 4, open. And item 5, Senate.
Hearing no objection, items with the exception of number 4 are adopted. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt new item 6, amendment MA8.
I object for the purpose of explanation. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment reappropriates the balance of the community quota entity revolving loan fund, estimated to be $9.4 million, into the Alaska Marine Highway Assistance Fund as the loan fund lapses on June 30th, 2017. This reappropriation is part of a $40 million fund source change that was adopted in DOT in item 21.
And I have removed my objection.
I object, Mr. Chair.
Further objection by Representative Pruitt. Would you like to speak to your objection?
Yes, I would like to speak to my objection. And I think to speak to my objection, I kind of need to give a little bit of background here. I don't think anyone even had an idea about this fund until last week. And that was because the diligent work by Representative Tilton. She had been spending a considerable amount of time trying to understand the funds that were out there, and she identified that this one was one that was lapsing. My frustration with this, with what this being in front of us here, is that last week that this was offered up as a way to meet concerns of two different groups of individuals here, that we were going to use a portion of it to offset the North Juneau Access, and then, of course, leave Kivalina alone. The remainder was going to go into the general fund. Now, we had actually some of my members that had actually opposed that because they wanted to see all $10 million of that go into the general fund. Here, what's done is, based on the fact that we identified last week and put something out there as a way to try to help two sides of a concern here, and I hope you understand why this was frustrating when I found out about this morning. It was almost like getting slapped, because we were found that no, we're not gonna try to take one of the considerations that you or your caucus brought to us and try to deal with that, as well as try to ensure that some of this goes to another concern. It was all taken and not put in the general fund, which was, again, another concern of some of my caucus members, but it would be turned around and be utilized and thrown into the Marine Highway System Fund. Incredibly frustrating. I think it's incredibly disrespectful, and I think it did not take into the concerns that this would never have even been identified if it hadn't been for the hard work that one of my members put into this. And so I'm going to maintain my objection, because this – I think that there's a way that this, if your goal wasn't to use it as put it back in the general fund, we could have probably tried to meet in the middle and tried to solve the problem we were trying to solve last week, and then put the rest into the Marine Highway System Fund. But to just find out a couple hours ago that instead all of it was going to go into something that wasn't even a discussion last week, incredibly frustrating. So that, maintain my objection, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Further comments? Secretary, would you please read the roll?
Representative Pruitt.
No.
Senator Olson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
Senator McKinnon.
Yes.
Representative Seaton.
Yes.
Senator Hoffman.
Yes.
House, 2 yeas, 1 nay. Senate, 3 yeas, 0 nays.
So with a vote of 3 yeas in the Senate and 2 yeas in the House, this item passes, and this action closes items 1, 2, 3, 5, and 6 in the supplemental, leaving item 4 open. And now we'll go to fiscal notes. And these are the fiscal notes that are incorporated in House Bill 57. Senator Hoffman?
Before we go on to that, Mr. Chairman, I would like to state that even though we had adopted that, I would like to have further discussion with you on this item before we close all items. So on, I just wanted to state that. On the last item that we passed.
Okay. Supplemental
yes.
item?
Yes.
Senator Hoffman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the conference committee adopt the document with the footer, quote, FY18 fiscal note section 2 HB27 section 2, unquote, as section 2 of HB57.
And I'll object for the purpose of explanation. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Section 2 makes appropriations associated with the bills listed. If the bill listed either fails to pass, its substance fails to be incorporated in some other measure, or is vetoed by the governor, the appropriation associated with the bill are reduced.
I'll remove my objection. Is there a further objection? Hearing no further objection, that motion passes. And we expect to be in a meeting again later this week on the remaining open items, and as soon as possible we will determine the date and time, and the meeting will be posted on basis. Senator Hoffman, you want a discussion on the other items?
I would like no other items at this time.
Briefities. Back in order, Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I misstated one motion regarding the fiscal notes, so I will restate that motion. I move the conference committee adopt the documents in the footer, quote, FY18 fiscal note section to HB 57 section 2 as section 2 of HB 57.
And seeing no objection, that correction is adopted. So at this time, is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing none, we will Move to adjourn. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the conference committee stand adjourned.
And we will be adjourned at 3:25.